Sporadically, I get cravings for a favorite food. Sometimes it might be black-eyed peas. At other times, it's roast pork or black walnut ice cream. Pineapple juice, Salerno butter cookies, and Art Song's chicken wings all get their turn. The list could go on and on. The longing for one edible can be triggered by another. My appetite for black-eyed peas is always closely followed by the yen for cornbread. The hunger for grits usually trailed by one for bacon. For several days recently, I had a terrible thirst for buttermilk. I know some people find it revolting, but I love it. It has been an adored beverage since my early childhood. I don't have to have it often, but when I do, the lust can be relentless. Nothing else will do. Not 2%, not even hold homogenized or chocolate. It has to be buttermilk. I entered my usual market, past the bakery section, and headed through produce toward the dairy case in the back. On the way, I saw apples, avocados, potatoes, then bananas caught my eye. Suddenly, I was taken back to Chicago, to a house on East Oakland Avenue, to my 7th and 8th grade years. Mr. and Mrs. Metcalf were customers on my paper route. While I was collecting for the previous week's deliveries, Mrs. Metcalf asked if I wanted to earn extra money by helping them with chores. Having learned the capitalistic joy of acquiring one's own cash, I quickly took the job. For several years, I would go over to their house, and she would supply me with gloves, apron, cleaning cloths, whatever was needed for that day's assignment. Then I would be instructed to wash windows, scrub floors, rake leaves, or some other duty. Always, upon the completion of my labor, Mrs. Metcalf provided me with soap and a towel to wash my hands and face. Then, before payment, she would seat me at the kitchen table and serve a delicious treat. Sometimes it was milk and cookies, or an apple, or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. At other times, it might be potato chips and a bottle of pop, or orange juice and crackers, or shelled almonds. But one time, and it happened only once, Mrs. Metcalf presented me with this large, perfectly ripened banana and a large glass of chilled buttermilk. I had never had that combination before. It struck me as odd, but I like bananas, and as I said, I love buttermilk, so I went to town. That was the first time, but over the many years since that evening, I have occasionally relived the pure bliss of that very first moment when the fragrant smell and sweet taste of banana met the alkaline, slightly salty flavor of buttermilk.